October 30th, 2018, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay. We're rolling.
So we'll go ahead and open up the October 30th audit meeting. Why don't we first do roll call, if we could, please?
Councilman Hogan.
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
I think the consensus is that we should get a resolution, someone wants to offer one, just moving the meeting back to the 6:30 time slot. We have had to accommodate some special scheduling limitations.
I'd like to make a motion that we officially change the start of the October 2018 budget audit meeting officially at 6:30 p.m. on October 30th.
Seconded.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes. Oh, I
was sorry, she snuck in.
She's here.
That was just the resolution to not just the time change for the meeting starting at 6:30. Because we had originally had it at a different time. In case any of the bills that we're going to audit are affected by transfers, why don't we go and get the transfers out of the way first? So we'll knock these out. And I'll do them all at once, if that's okay. Need a motion for the following. $445.92 to be transferred from A5132.472 General Fund Highway Garage Building Repairs. And $445.92 to be transferred to A5132.481 General Fund Highway Garage Miscellaneous.
To transfer funds for the purchase of a screen on the fence adjacent to the highway garage?
Correct. Transfer funds for the purchase of the screen on the fence adjacent to the highway garage.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
A motion, if we could, $2,114.26 to be transferred from A1620.402, General Fund Building, Annex Building, and $22,114.26 transferred to A1620.401, General Fund Building, Municipal Center. Funds, the transfer funds for general operations, out of town hall account, including computer service and maintenance.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We need a motion. $2,025.22 transferred from A1990.4 General Fund Contingent Account at 1775. That's $1,775.00. Transferred to A3510.1 General Fund Dog Control Personal Services. And $250.22 to be transferred to A3510.4 General Fund Dog Control Contractual Services. The transfer funds to cover coverage of 2018 dog control payroll and general expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We need a motion. $255.00 to be transferred from A1990.4 General Fund Contingent Account. $255.00 transferred to A5010.410 General Fund Highway Superintendent Attorney Fees. Transfer funds to cover legal expenses charged to the Highway Superintendent.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
And we'll need, if we could, a resolution to increase appropriations made on this date of October 30th, 2018. Appropriations to be increased by $5,971.22 to LF8160.4, landfill refuse and garbage contractual. The increase appropriations for payment to CT Mal Associations for contract and non-contract closure expenses related to the landfill.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan? Councilman?
No, I just wonder, what is this about? Have they done some work recently?
Yeah, we have a contract with CT Mal to do ongoing contractual work for us at the landfill, as well as some other items. We've got a bill that needs approval because it has a bit of a modification in it in the envelope tonight for approval. So in order to pay that bill, we will need to transfer some funds to do that. It's budgeted line item, the budget amount, and our payment will be under the budgeted amount.
What happened with the budget, though? Their last year's last invoice didn't get here until after the year end was closed. Mm-hmm. So for the current year, which put us over, that cost should have gone to last year, but we couldn't. We were already closed year end.
Okay. So with that, roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Castle?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you all board members for getting in and signing. I believe we're 100% signed, so we won't have to rush through that. So that's a first. And Ruby, thank you for pulling together. Why don't we go through discussion items first, and then we will see if we're in a position to go ahead and approve all the bills for payment. So the first one is the master meter. It's the annual maintenance contract cost for the system support. We had moved forward with the handheld system with the master link, with the master meters, for the ability to read meters, and we didn't originally approve the maintenance, the annual maintenance cost of $1,500, and that's above Jesse's signature of board approval. Jesse's approved the voucher. We need a motion to approve the payment of $1,500.
This is basically something that he already has, but it needs an annual maintenance that this one specific company can handle. Okay. Second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
I can speak for a second on the Leland if you want. I have spoken to Leland Paper, and I dragged my feet because I thought I would meet with Dave and go through each of the buildings and see what we have for tissue paper and what type of dispensers we have. Leland Paper stated that they provide us with the containers that the paper towels and the toilet paper and such is in. They don't charge us for those. That he didn't... When I said we'd like to discuss the price compared to other companies, he said, oh, we provide you with the container. So I did some research, and I went down to Saratoga, and I looked in BJ's and Sam's Club, and those containers aren't very expensive. They're $25 to $35. And I had hoped to meet with Dave once he was done with tournaments about 3 weeks ago, it was the last tournament, and because I knew we weren't going to have anything big that we'd need a lot in the meantime. And then Dave is done. So I guess I'm going to try to talk to Dave. I don't think he's finished. He's just cut back. So Dave, I think, was taking time off for hunting. Does he take time off? In many ways, I will get over there. But my conversation with Leland isn't going to be, will you charge us less? Because he's already said, oh, no, we can look at other products. Is to look at other products. And then whatever he suggests, I guess what I'll do is I'll come back to you and get the books that we got the other comparatives on and price whatever he has to offer. But if he's offering us the benefit of having their holders, it doesn't seem like that big of a benefit that, from what the cost of them is. So I haven't gotten any further. So there is, as far as my conversation with him went, he's not looking to reduce the price on what he's charged, just he's offering to sell us different products if I want to go in and see what he has to offer for different products. So okay. I want to see what our holders are before I go back and see it. So within the next couple of weeks, I will go and see.
Thank you for that update. That said, we still have invoices from Leland because we continue to purchase, and the reason they're in front of us for review and approval and discussion and warranted beyond what Councilwoman LeClaire just shared is that we don't have three quotes, and they're not the lowest price. So we have two of them. I have one voucher in the amount of $334.72, and we have another voucher in the amount of $159.41. If we need a motion, we'll take them individually, I guess. The first one for $334.72.
Make a motion to pay the paper company $334.02 account A714014.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
And the second one in the amount of $159.41 paid out of the same fund, A7140.40.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
One last comment on that comparative with the prices. Leland's question was it the same products that they sold? And the person that helped Dave get the quotes, did you keep the information on what she got quoted? So there was no way to do an apples-for-apples comparison because we didn't have the quotes on what she got quotes on. So they may not be as much more.
You'll follow up with them?
Yes.
No?
He won't be lowering this price, but... But we were looking and seeing such a big disparity in price, it might be because...
Possibly there's a different level of paper towel sufficient for to use.
Yeah.
The next one in, for review is the Lewis and Gear PC. It's with us each month with the ongoing work around that case. This needs board approval for work done from 9/1 through 9/30, invoice 26947. It's amount of $3,370. Includes four fees, Secretary of State for a total of $40. And that's to be paid out of A1355.40. Need a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Adirondack Balloon Festival, we had budgeted money in the amount of $375 to participate in the advertising campaign for that event and support the local community. That bill actually came in at $400, so we need a motion to approve the additional $25 and pay the amount of the whole voucher of $400 even, paid out of A6410.4.
So
moved.
Roll call, please.
Was it just a matter of miscommunication on that, or what was the... Do we know? I mean...
Yeah, we don't know, but they were authorized to move forward with it, so we either need a motion to approve, or we'll have to go back and modify the resolution. Because we did accept the services.
Okay, let's approve it.
Seems simple. I'll handle it either way you want. Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
The next invoice is PS Technical Services. It's a voucher to do a... full network troubleshoot. Multiple users throughout the town were experiencing random and hard to track down service affecting issues. So PS Technical Services JR specifically brought in one of his networking engineers that he uses to do a deeper dive into the network, combination of reasons that that work was warranted, I believe. One, in discussing with JR a little bit more in detail this part of the network, it became apparent that he and his firm weren't managing that part of the network. They weren't managing the routing and switching side of that. As a matter of fact, they weren't managing in anything other than a reactive basis, monitoring and maintaining the server. And so it made a very good idea, I believe, to have him, while he was here, not only complete that network assessment, document the environment, gain administrative access into the switches and the firewall, which he didn't have, record that information so he now has it. He was able to complete server updates on the server. It took multiple days because it had not been done in a very long time. That will lead later to a discussion about additional services we should engage them in on an ongoing basis, but for the purpose of this voucher, they've got 9 total hours into man hours into it. We have a bill in front of us in the amount of $990 at their contracted rate of $110 an hour. And that's work that's been performed. We need a motion to approve payment.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. How's the system working now?
It's not fixed.
No.
Okay.
They can't determine what's wrong with it. I have BAS is now looking into it. I had emailed them again this afternoon and said, look, we're still having problems. JR can't pinpoint what the problem is. And so he dialed in today and had an idea that it was something that I hadn't heard yet. And I won't even try to repeat it because I'm stupid when it comes to that. And I'll say the wrong thing and Alan will laugh at me. So he's looked at something and he tweaked something. And he's hoping that that might have fixed the problem, in which case we'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully, if we don't lose our connections like we have been. And then I'll pass that information on to JR and let him know what he found, the engineer from BAS.
I won't proclaim to be an engineer, but I do work closely with a lot of them on a regular basis, and tracking down network issues is a bit of a complicated task at times, especially when they're randomly presenting themselves.
And this is what he's trying to accomplish?
Yes. Half of that bill, the four hours of the 9 hours, was time on the network assessment and troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. Part of that time, again, just for the record, was recording information he never recorded because I conveyed to him that we would certainly want him to be in a position to effectively support the town if we needed him.
Okay.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
The last one is here for approval of CT Mal Associates, approval to pay additional contract of cost of $5481.70. The non-contract costs are for Jay Muncy in the amount of $682. I believe you have the breakdown of that. Or you can review the breakdown of that here. The total amount that we have budgeted is a number greater than this, and so we'll be paying less than what we had originally budgeted for the ongoing work.
What is this for?
So we have a contract for CT Mal to perform monitoring and maintenance on the landfill.
Okay.
And so we have ongoing work, you know, that they're doing things like surface water and groundwater sampling, explosive gas monitoring, landfill inspections, and completion of semi-annual
so
reports.
So we did something.
We had transferred money to like accommodate that.
Okay.
They sometimes in the past have come up with expensive remediation actions, and so we, in an attempt to save taxpayer money in the past, recently started to do those repairs ourselves. They'll identify them, and repairs need to be remediated. So this doesn't cover any repairs. We'll handle those repairs in house when we can.
Okay, like the broken pipe near the top. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Motion to approve $6,164.20 paid out of LF8160.40.
Discussion?
Roll call?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
If Rudy, you can hold for a minute, we'll go ahead and get these signed, and then we'll probably wrap you up. So, sign, we'll start passing.
Today's the 30th.
Rudy, you in good shape?
Yes.
Rudy, as always, thank you for a good job done. We need a motion to approve those auditors. Good.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call for it, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We'll go ahead and close the audit meeting, and we'll stand at ease for about 6 minutes until 7 o'clock.
We need a motion and a second to close.
We need a motion to close the
So moved to close this meeting.
We need a motion to close. We have a motion.
I just made a motion to close the meeting.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Welcome, everybody. Why don't we go ahead and, if we could, open up the October 30th Town Board meeting. If we could, roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Is everybody aware? Well, first, if we could, do the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As many of you may take notice, the supervisor is not here this evening. Unfortunately, his father, Theodore Sr. Cousineers, passed away on Monday morning. Solid citizen of the community. Highly respected, gave back in lots of different ways. We just have a quick moment of silence, it'd be great. Okay. We'll get started. Why don't we go ahead and go through approval of minutes? We've got quite a few of them here. I think we're going to be in good shape on all of them except the last one listed, which is the October 9th. I don't believe we're going to have a quorum here for that, based on those that were in attendance. So we'll take a look at the first September 19th, the regular town board workshop. Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers? Why did I even say that? Sorry, I was on a roll.
The next one's September 25th. That's a regular town board meeting. Need a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, if you would, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. October 3rd, 4th, and 17th were all town board regular budget workshops. And we did have all parties present that are here. So we can take those as a group if we could and get a motion to approve all three.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call to it, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We'll hold on October 9th, 2018 for a future meeting. We don't have a quorum here to pass that one. If we could, we need to go ahead and set some future meetings and or workshops. There's a couple housekeeping, and then we'll see if board members have any other things. We do need to set public hearing for November 8th, 6 p.m., for the purpose of the budget. We need a motion. Do we need motions for these? Yeah.
For this public hearing, we do.
And need a motion to set the public hearing for November 8th at 6 p.m.
So moved.
That's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
I can't come in.
Well, that's working against the date there. That was a date set by the supervisor.
Okay. I'll see what I can do, Jane. I would be available at 7 or 6. Let's do the date, then we'll see. I thought I should pay you for that, so let me see what I can do.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. We need to set a bid opening date for the waste hauling contract. This is 11/21 at 2 p.m. Do we need a motion for that, Dan?
We should, yeah.
Need a motion, if we could, please, to set the bid opening date for the waste hauling contract, 11/21, 2 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, if you would, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
I don't believe we need a resolution for this one, but we did have scheduled tonight with the Saratoga County Prosperity Planning Group that we need to reschedule due to the situation that presented with the conflict of scheduling. So, we've got a date of 11/13 at 6 p.m. Offered up by the organization, if that works. I'm sorry?
What was the date again? I'm sorry.
11/13 at 6 p.m.
That's a Tuesday, same night as the town board meeting.
Okay. Yeah, that would be in front of the town board.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Any other board members have any other workshops or meetings that they need to discuss scheduling?
about the prosperity workshop. Did anybody else get an email from them with the survey? I was talking to Lisa, and she hadn't received anything from the town website, and they were going to get us information.
Did I get on?
I don't recall anything, how's that?
Yeah, I know, I didn't either, and I just thought somehow I didn't get one.
All right, we'll move on to item four. As all of you are aware, as we go through the budget process, we make a decision on the amount of money to give back to Saratoga County in sales tax revenue. And as you're aware, we budgeted this year $400,000. So we do need to have a resolution, if we could, so it be resolved that the town of Moreau will send $400,000 in sales tax revenue back to Saratoga County, which will offset the Saratoga County real property tax levy.
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. One of the other items that's in compliance with the budget process every year as we've come out of our budget workshops is that we have to also set elected officials for 2019 budget year. All of you reviewed and were part of the discussion. The motion that's on the table that we'll need to be presented is that Tom Moreau set salaries for elected officials in the 2019 budget year as follows. Supervisor, $46,898. Council people, $12,000 even. Town justices, $28,589. Town clerk, $46,153. Highway superintendent, $57,907. A motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Number five, extension five, sewer district one. As board members are aware, we were going through the process of approval with different agencies. There are some additional work needed to be done. We engaged the services of Tabor, Ryan, and Kearney LLP. Leanne, do you have this resolution?
I do.
Could I ask you to read it into the record?
Absolutely. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the establishment of Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 within the Town of Moreau, as described in the map plan and report that has been prepared for Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1, and which has been filed with the Town Clerk of the Town of Moreau in accordance with the requirements of the town law, and whereas such map plan and report was prepared by LaBurge Group, competent engineers duly licensed by the State of New York, showing the boundaries of the proposed district, general plan of the district, the improvements to be made to the district, and a report showing the cost thereof. And whereas an order was adopted by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on June 12, 2018, reciting the filing of the map, the improvements proposed, the estimated expense thereof, the proposed method of financing, the fact that the map plan and report are on file in the Town Clerk's office for public inspection, and for all other matters required by law to be stated. And whereas the order set June 26, 2018 at 8 p.m. at the Moreau Town Complex, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, as the date, time, and place of the public hearing to consider the map plan and report and to hear all persons interested in the subject and to take action as required and authorized by law. And whereas a public hearing on the establishment of Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 was duly conducted by the Town Board on June 26, 2018 at 8 p.m., at the Moreau Town Complex. And whereas the notice of public hearing was published, posted, and filed as required by law and is otherwise sufficient. And whereas a mandatory referendum was voted on by the property owners of Extension Number 5 on August 27, 2018, at which referendum the eligible voters of Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 approved the establishment of the aforesaid Sewer District Extension. Now therefore be it resolved that the permission of the Office of the State Comptroller is required with respect to the creation of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, and it is further resolved that the application submitted to the Office of the State Comptroller was prepared at the direction of the Town Board of the Town of Moreau. And it is further resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau believes that the contents of the application filed with the Office of the State Comptroller are accurate. And it is further resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau has determined that Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, for which permission is sought from the Office of the State Comptroller, is in the public interest and will not constitute an undue burden on the real property which will bear the cost thereof. And it is further resolved that the cost of the proposed improvements is to be assessed in whole or in part against the benefited area, that all real property to be so assessed will be benefited by the proposed improvements, and that no benefited property has been excluded. And it is further resolved that the town supervisor of the Town of Moreau has been authorized to sign the Town of Moreau's application to the Office of the State Comptroller for extension number 5 of Sewer District Number 1, pursuant to Section 209F of the Town Law and the Part 85 regulations of the Office of the State Comptroller. And it is further resolved the prior authorization for the town supervisor of the Town of Moreau to sign the application to the Office of the State Comptroller is hereby reaffirmed. And it is further resolved that duplicate copies of the aforesaid application have been filed with the Office of the State Comptroller.
Thank you, Leanne. Any motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, I think we want to change this though before they have the titles wrong on the council people, so we should sign an action.
Okay.
I retype this before it before it goes out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for catching that. We have a second, I'm not sure.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is probably going to be more of a brief conversation. There's been discussion in the past about putting together a recreation advisory committee. Did the rec committee have any additional information or thoughts on how you might want to proceed with that?
To the supervisor about it, and I like the idea that we're going to look into this. I like that it is a committee, that I think it takes a burden of decision-making off them. I know that we had difficulties at times because in the past they had a commission, and the commission was originally created with the purpose of kind of making decisions, hiring and bills, and doing such things as that many years ago. So the committee will allow them to meet and make recommendations, and they don't have to worry about the responsibility that they felt they should have in the past. So I think this is great. I think we should reach out to entities such as the community center, the schools. I think maybe we can get, maybe the Post Star will do an article and say we're reinstating.
Well, it's committee versus
committee or recreating as a committee as opposed to a commission. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have people who are interested in the recreation facilities within the park, but also throughout the town, especially since we're waiting on that grant.
Would we be interested in considering maybe having Leanne post something on the website? We're looking really, I think there is a general consensus to get not just those people you mentioned, but general public involved. And
absolutely,
be a way to get
yes.
Word out.
I mean, people that are interested in trails and parks and things like that, it doesn't have to be just the recreation facilities over at the rec park.
And for clarity, this is a subset of people that we're going to be working with as we start to begin to put real effort into the five-year master plan for the rec. Not the rec park, but recs throughout the town of Moreau, parks and rec. So, get the word out in different ways. Are we okay with maybe Leanne doing something on the website?
That would be wonderful. Even on the recreation Facebook page, we could have something there. Okay. So, if anybody has any creative ways, it would be fun to bring some new people in that haven't had involvement in the past. And I know you came into town and talked about helping with trails, so if you're interested in this thing, specifically, yeah. I think it. Expressed interest a few years ago.
I'm certainly know that you're not one to forget it because you're very actively involved and you're quite passionate about it, but the rec facilities throughout the town are much more than the rec park.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, we're surrounded on three sides by water, and it's just a lot of amenities. So we'll go ahead and have Leanne maybe publish something up on the webpage. We'll get to some verbiage. We'll work with the supervisor's office.
Sure.
And we can work through the Facebook page to drive traffic for that same message. And
that's great.
Be all right?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Do you have to create this committee first before we advertise for it? Or?
I think, no. Council, do you have any comment on that?
No, I think you can advertise for it. It's not really a committee that's recognized by the town law or the bylaws.
Okay. We'll have the supervisor's office work on getting new verbiage, Leanne.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Item number 7, fence variance. We're going to table that today. There's been a lot of other discovery discussion as late today, and it appears that some board members were copying on all that communication. We're going to go back and make sure that gets distributed across all the board members, but we'll want to table that for tonight.
Okay.
Highway Department. Paul, you want to come up front in case we have questions? Paul, correct me if I'm wrong or any of these are. So during the budget process, we discussed the need to get the truck repaired. And the total estimated amount is $16,463.77. Again, we're talking about the 2012 Ford F-550.
Correct.
And that's parts and labor. The quote is about to expire. It's Paul Call. He spoke to Carmody Ford, and they're going to agree to hold that.
Yes.
And so we discussed this during the budget process, and there was discussion to approve it, but we don't have a resolution authorizing that. So Paul's request on the table tonight is for us to pass a resolution authorizing repair of the Ford F-550 dump truck, $16,463.77. We had budgeted I think $16,500 in the budget workshop. And motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Leanne? Discussion. I have a transfer here, I think, that needs to be done before you can authorize that.
I don't have that, so let's knock it out of the way. Can I see it?
Sure.
Do you want to read it?
You want me to?
All right, let's hold the other motion and do the transfer first. So if we could, we need a motion to increase revenues by $16,500 to DB2665 Highway Fund Sale of Equipment, and then to increase expenditures by $16,500 to DB5130.405 Highway Fund Machinery Equipment Repairs. It's to increase revenues appropriations. This is to account for the pass-through of another one, which is expense that we're going to approve.
So
motion to approve. Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Thank you, Leanne. I didn't have that, so thank you. Do you need it back? All right, we'll go back to the motion that was on the table. I apologize. Did we have a motion?
Yes, there was a motion and
a second.
And
discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
The second of three items is we have a purchase request on the table for guide rails for Hatchery Road. It's on county contract pricing?
Yes.
It's through TCBR in the amount of $10,576.65 to be paid out of DB5110.494, which has a current balance as of 10-4 of $13,500. Need a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We have the third of three items, policies for tree and stump removal. We've got three trees that fit. So you may recall we have established pricing by our tree contractors, and they base that pricing based on certain diameters of trees. And so we have three quotes from three different vendors. The description of the project or the scope first is this: three trees at 12 to 18 inches, three trees at 18 to 24 inches, five trees at 24 to 36, one tree over 36, and one stump over 36. There's three quotes that range from $8,000 all the way up to $23,900, low quote to provided by Tree Care by Stan Hunt. Paul's recommendation is that we go with the low quote by Tree Care by Stan Hunt. To be paid out of DB5110.457, which as of 10-4 had a balance of $9,285. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Discussion?
Real quick, this is work outside of our scope.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Paul, did you cover all your needs?
Covered everything tonight. I will have something come to you back in May. Remember I talked to you about the roof leaking on the old highway garage?
Mm-hmm.
We approved $1,000. At that time, I had the contractor come just to verify, make sure it wasn't going to go over. While he was there, he said, I'll do you a favor, and he fixed that one spot.
Okay.
For no charge.
Okay.
Well, seeing how we've had such a hot summer and everything, and the roof being so old, it shrank up a lot, and I got 14 spots right now that are leaking. So I'm working on getting a third price, which I should have tomorrow morning, and I'll get it all to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your opinion. Thank you, Paul. Next item is the interment request at Griswold Cemetery. We've got two items. We'll address the first one first. We had a polling of the board. It was a yes across the entire board. We just need to memorialize that vote if we could. So for those present,
sure.
Yeah. Need a motion to approve as polled the burial at Griswold. Yes.
Yeah, so can I just read this, the poll item? Claire Kanapka of M.B. Kilmer Funeral Home has requested permission to inter the ashes of a deceased town resident on top of the grave of his or her parent at Griswold. And it was a time-sensitive issue at which we were requested to make a determination. And my thought to that was, because it was going on top of somebody else and it's ashes, I didn't really see a major problem with it. It wasn't taking up another space within the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how anybody would memorialize that, but I guess that's not really my concern.
Okay.
But with that.
Okay.
So you want a motion to approve this?
Okay, we need to make it official. So motion to approve?
Yes.
Yes. Second?
Yes.
Second.
Roll call through it, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
And Councilman Supervisor, for the record, was a yes on the poll. Thank you. On the same topic, one of the things that continues to come up is that we really don't have a structure in place to make this a more smooth process for residents or those that feel that they're looking for this request, and we don't have a really smooth process internally to handle it. So there's discussion with council on whether or not we could create a permit request form. I understand that was approved as yes, and I believe Leanne put that together.
Lisa did.
Lisa did.
She and I both looked it over and thought it seemed adequate.
Yeah. So I think what we have in front of us, what I know I have in front of me, is a burial permit that wraps around a defined process for just to be handled through the clerk's office. But I believe we'll probably want to have a motion to implement the use of this. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the adoption of the use of the burial permit for cemeteries maintained by the town of Morales, presented to us by the supervisor's office and to be managed through the clerk's office going forward.
I make a motion to approve the burial permit for cemeteries maintained by the town of Morales, which will be administered through the clerk's office.
Okay.
Discussion?
Yeah, is there a fee associated with this? And I'm assuming that with the information that's on here, some of the very plot and location of burial requested, there's going to be a.
There are no fees. No.
There are no fees.
Currently, there's no fees.
Okay.
This doesn't discuss fees, nor does it implement fees.
No, this is just a matter of somebody makes a request and they have to fill out this form and it gets turned in here so we have a record of who might be buried and where.
Well, it's mostly to streamline the process because it's always been loose up to this point. So it certainly will create documentation for those points you mentioned, but we need a process and procedure that was fair to the people requesting timely responses to happen. And that the clerk's office, who fields most of these, has a process they can follow.
Okay.
So, anybody?
Well, no, I guess my thought is, so once they fill out this form, the clerk's office just approves it? Or, so there is no other approval? Okay.
With a lack of a process and a procedure before, without any clear documentation, brought it to the board every time, and that puts the public that is in this position in possibly a delay. So we're looking to just streamline the process.
Okay.
There may be other discussion another time about your question, but that's not the purpose of it.
Okay, I understand that.
May I ask, has there been any reason in recent history to deny one of the requests? So that's why
the cemetery issue goes way back for many years.
Right, I mean, just simply, it's always been a pulling of the board, time sensitive, right? And then ultimately, no one's really probably ever said no.
Nobody's ever said no.
So I think this is a good way to start.
To document, essentially?
It takes time. It's always going to be time sensitive, but it takes the rush of the board members to either respond to an email that maybe they didn't get, and the clerk's office can approve it at that. If someone comes over, fills out the paperwork right there, or gets faxed in, they pull it out, fax it back, whatever it might be, it's approved. It's that part of the process. It's probably handled quicker. Mm-hmm. We're not talking money at this point.
Not in this discussion.
Okay.
Let's go through the resolution first.
We had a motion and a second.
There was. And that was discussion. And as far as this form goes, yes, I'm okay with this form.
Did you
Mr.
want to...
I will update you said with us, but the town board has a policy already in place. You might want to review that before you make a decision. There is a policy in place. Gina can remember it. The three of you that are also working were not involved. There is a policy that was passed around 2012-2013 on burials and the policy of the cemetery itself.
Yeah.
So I want to just make you aware of it. So
yeah, thank you for pointing that out. There is a policy. The clerk's aware of the policy, and this is not in any way affecting that policy. This is wrapping some structure around the process of following the policy.
It actually added the permit. The policy stated that there would be a permit, and the permit was never done up. Now the permit is done up, so we can follow this policy to the T.
Okay.
All right, roll call for the case.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. Item number 10, Recreation Department We've got a couple items we need to address. We have a resignation that you're aware of Matthew Jones, has informed the board. We received this back on October 19th, leaving employment on Monday, the 22nd of October. This is simply a formality to accept his resignation. We need a motion to accept Matthew Jones' resignation effective October 22.
So moved.
Discussion?
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Second of three items is, again, we have we had a time-sensitive situation we're dealing with a piece of equipment that was specifically a John Deere tractor that was out for repair. After already being approved for a certain amount of repair and then authorized and approved, there was further work that was determined that needed to be completed to really resolve the problem. And that work was not work could have been uncovered until they got to that point of the repair. So unfortunately, sometimes that happened. There was a polling of the board to get the equipment repaired and out of the Falls Farm and Garden shop. We need to memorialize that. So I need a motion to formally approve that additional funds that we had authorized in the amount of $1,067.43.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. I think we have a general consensus across the board. We're going to start looking to see if there's some other options.
Right. That's
we've been in this situation more than once. I'm not saying that it's Falls Farm and Garden. I'm not a mechanic by trade, but we need to make sure we have some other options available. So that said, roll call, if you could, please.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
All right. The third item, rec-related, is you may all recall we were approached by the organization that sponsors the Legion, Jacko?
Jacko.
Jacko.
Yes, sir.
And they had presented us a generous offer to split the cost of a new backstop that the board had originally approved. That in the amount of $11,275, our portion of splitting the cost of a new backstop. And as I understand it, there's a couple pieces of logistics that kind of transpired since then. One, they want to use a backstop that's a little bit higher. And it was also determined that prevailing wages weren't considered in the costing the first time around. And based on the fact how much spending money, then it requires prevailing wages. So we're back to the revised quote being a little bit higher, and also because of the fact that it has prevailing wages in it now. And so the amount that we authorized isn't half anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We originally, as a board, authorized to expend I believe $10,700. That's not half of the new revised number. The new revised number is higher, but we didn't authorize anything larger than the $11,275. So I think the discussion is if the board's willing to increase our portion of contribution up to what we have approved, which is larger than the original amount of $10,700, so up to $11,275. It will be just a little bit short of half, but it would be more than we originally were to expect. So if the board was willing to do that, would that make the organization happy?
We're happy with what we can do. The reason we went to that 8-foot fence is because it should have been that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're worried about catchers having their elbows and shoulders coming down on the 6-foot fence. Mm-hmm. 8-foot fence, we don't see those kind of injuries. That's why we went to 8-foot fence. But we're willing to pick up whatever you don't, to be honest with you. The boys have raised all the money this summer, so we got $12,000 in the bank for this project. So whatever you can do, we appreciate it.
Your organization has been great to deal with. I won't get into a lot of the rhetoric on the land, so we'll stick to the topic here. Is the board comfortable? So I need a resolution authorizing the town to expend up to and not to exceed $10,700 toward.
Was it credit? $11,000.
I'm sorry, $11,275, which is an increase from $10,700.
Before we discuss
it.
So that really brings us shy, $225 short, shy of half.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I believe that says $23,000.
I believe the estimate's $23,000 for the whole project. And that's with us donating demo.
Right.
So,
is it this?
Yeah, so here, let me back up and
what I'm saying.
Add a little bit more.
Right.
So let me just add a little bit more clarity. I apologize if I wasn't completely clear on that. The other thing we're coming up against is that we only have $11,250 in the account.
Yeah.
So the motion I'm actually looking for is for us to authorize spending above everything we have in the account, which is $11,250, which I know will leave us a little short, but we brought it up higher than we were, and the organization has. So that's
the one clarification. You found where I was going with that, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, looking for a motion to approve the additional spending up to $11,250.
So,
discussion. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
And again, just one more time, thank you for the job that you guys do and the cooperation you continue to exhibit when we work together. So, appreciate it very much. Thank you for giving back to the town.
Jack, will that be in by the next week?
We're going to try to do it in November's fall ball just ended, so.
I was just kidding, but yes.
All right, folks, thank you. Let's move on to Rural Community Center. Kelly, hello. So as some of you may know, or all of you know, I believe, on the board, the community center is looking for permission to use facility inside the village for the dates of November 1st through December 17th.
Correct.
You want to give us a quick overview of what you're looking to do?
Sure. Let me begin first to wish all of you happy holidays. So the time is upon us. The community center for over 30 years has had the privilege of working with our entire community to do the logistics piece of our holiday caring. Last year, 2017, for Thanksgiving, we gave 180 families a Thanksgiving basket of food. For Christmas, we did 283 children receive gifts at Christmas time, and those families also received food. And the thing that really needs to be recognized, this is not the community center project, this is the community's project. And everyone, churches, groups, everybody works collaboratively to make this happen. So it's growing. There's more people in need. The community center building is not growing. It's staying the same. We're and Jack can attest to this, we're busting at the seams with the programs that we do. So what we're looking to do is have a outside place where we can put all the food, organize all the gifts, get all the extra items that are donated from different organizations, so the distribution can be all set up and ready to go. How we've been doing it in the past is we close our programs for 2 days.
And over the weekend, all the volunteers kind of come in and put all this together. And with the opportunity to use the Old Town Hall, it would afford us the time to kind of do it in an orderly, more fashionable manner. And just, I think it would serve our clients better, serve our volunteers better, and make the program much more enjoyable for us to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for what you do. And so I believe the board's very willing, we'll find out in a minute, to let you use it. My understanding is that you've already visited the facility with Matt Reinhold with the building department, and yes, we're good there. You guys will cover utilities for that period of time, and any other cleanup and stuff that, you know, the town is looking for. What I'm looking for, what we're looking for across the board, is consensus whether or not the town would let you use it at no additional expenses. So that's the motion I'm looking for.
That would be great. I just have one question. When you and Matt looked at the building, mm-hmm, did you look at the handicap ramp?
Yes.
And it was that. I didn't know if we had a couple of boards that needed. We'd be sending rec over there to look at the ramp, or if Matt said it was okay.
The majority of our clients that come in for distribution at this time, they don't utilize our handicap ramp. They utilize the stairs,
okay,
on one side of the building. You know, we do have a handicap ramp if a client does need to use that. We're looking at the handicap ramp more as wheeling merchandise in and out. And you're right, there are a few spots that are rough, but I think for what we need, it'll be fine.
It would make a definite big yes motion to allow the community to use that building for the purpose.
What kind of motion was that?
A definite yes, sir.
Oh. You said something else.
I believe it was a big yes.
Oh. All right.
But it sounds like
we have a second.
Yes.
Before I get in trouble.
Oh, I didn't.
We have a second.
I think Kyle just seconded it with another yes. But
yeah.
Okay.
That was a big yes.
Any further discussion?
No.
And right, the dates of that.
The dates of that are November 1st through the 17th.
December 17th. Okay.
Well, that's, you don't want to work right through Christmas?
I'm sorry?
You don't want to work right through Christmas?
No.
Okay.
We do anyway, but...
Leanna, roll call if we could, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you, Kelly, very much.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for all you do. Item 12, December 24th, office hours. There's a consideration, a request, a discussion of whether or not we allow that the office to be closed on December 24th. I believe the supervisors had conversation with all the employees. You know, consensus across the employees is yes, or they'd use their free time off. We have a motion for that?
That makes for an actual weekend.
Looking for a motion to approve December 24th office hours and have the office closed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. Item 13. An ongoing discussion around the parking lot and handicap accessible. And so this doesn't address all of those topics, but there is a request that the supervisor has gotten from a variety, or from three different vendors, for the purpose of restriping the parking lot. You all may be aware there's lack of the visibility of the striping that exists, including identifying the handicapped spots, and then where handicapped parking is currently, it's not the best marking. So there's a quote across three vendors to restripe and black out where necessary those lines. The prices range from $700 up to $780 without quoting the blacking out a line. So the recommendation is to use curb appeals to restripe and paint out the black lines in the Town Hall parking lot entrance area in the amount of $700 to be paid out of A1620.4, which currently has a balance of $2,376.19. Looking for a motion to approve.
My other question is, sorry,
is this in the quotes here?
Yes, sir.
In which one? I'm not seeing one for $70.
Well, you're going to add the restriping at 550 to the 150 for the blackout, so we're talking about curb appeal.
Okay.
Are we intending on putting sealant over the whole driveway, though, next spring?
Well, so not budgeted for this year, and the sealant arranged, as you may have heard that quote, from $6,500 to $4,100.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on amount availability in the account at this point, the decision or the request was to address these lines first and work on how we'll fund steel coating
for
addition. And to be honest with you, the timing, if you're going to put steel coat down this time of year, it's going to come up. It's not going to stick too well.
Yeah. So. We have money to take a piece of the project out right now, so it would address a need.
Okay, motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. This is primarily for striping of the parking lot. Didn't we authorize a purchase of a striping machine to be used at the rec as well as here in the parking lot?
I believe and that was for striping fields, not...
Well, I was under the impression that when I talked with Dave Jones about that, that it could be used for striping of paint for the parking lot. I don't know if they use different paint or same paint, but that was my understanding when I spoke to him that it could be utilized for both.
Right, because that was the striper that was a little more expensive because it so it could do more, essentially, right?
That was my understanding.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's actually purchased it or not, but I thought we had authorized it.
I can check because I still need to talk about the paper towel situation that someone.
Okay. But I also understand that we're running out of time to get things done this year that we're going to because of change in weather.
I think I was going to suggest maybe this kind of happy medium. Maybe we can approve it based on further discussion. We have the capability to ourselves and we can be certain about, or we have to table it or we'll have to do a polling. But we're running against the hard stop of weather.
Correct. And
I'll check that.
I think we'll find that the cost of the paint alone, even if we have the striper, it's going to get us closer to that number that. At the end of the day, it might be better to go with it.
I think if I could just give a little bit of input.
Yeah.
It was my understanding, I heard from some people today, that the reason they did this instead of versus going through rec is that they have like preset forms and things for the handicap spots and things like that. We don't have that. So I don't know where they would have to go to get, the I don't know what you call them, their forms to use. For the handicap spots and the lines themselves, it's not like you can just
probably the color
make your
as well.
Own. Yeah.
Yeah, where we have white.
So I think that's why this was considered.
I think it's a good idea to consider direct and other resources where we can, but for all those reasons, including the fact that we don't do this on a regular basis, probably some limitations. To Councilman Noonan's point, we'll probably end up getting up in the same price, if not higher.
Okay.
How about we go back with this? Is anybody interested in a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, if you could, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you. Number 14, transfer station. We've got one item. Prior discussion has led to us having quotes gotten for the purpose of brush grinding at the transfer station. We've got three quotes back, wood waste reduction systems at 5,000 flat, pollution suns 5,000 for the first 8 hours, 625 per hour thereafter the 8 hours. Can't predict how long it's going to take. indication of feedback from people present last time that it took at least a full day for the same size, so we risk some exposure on being older. And the last one from WM Beers Inc., there were no quotes. Recommendation of department head is to go with wood waste reduction services in the amount of $5,000 flat all in. Looking for a motion to approve?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
The fine print on this proposal,
I'll apply
your attention to it. It says, in the event of a catastrophic failure due to debris in your pile, parentheses, metal, rocks, heavy iron, concrete, etc., you'll be responsible for the cost of replacement parts needed to restore the grinder to the condition it was in when it was arrived. I will be responsible for labor to change parts. I don't know what the likelihood of encountering that kind of difficulty is, but it would change the cost, obviously, of the damage.
So you mean if someone dumped a load of concrete in there with their logs and trying to grind that up?
We have had problems in the past with people hanging things or bigger logs than the
They could have been smaller too, right? All right. Thank you for pointing that out, Council. What would be your recommendation? Mine would be to discuss it with them and see if they're willing to strike that.
I would strike it initially and see if they accept that. If they will, you get the $5,000 bid. If they won't accept it, we don't have an idea.
Does anyone know the process? They scoop and then set it in, or do they just go through and put it on the conveyor belt? There's a little bit of shakeout there.
Paul, do you have input on that? Do you know how they actually...
He uses an excavator and a dump and just keeps feeding it.
Yeah. Has an opportunity to kind of see what he's grabbing?
Possibly, but the way that the pile's all pushed up and twisted together, you're going to miss a steel pipe, you're going to miss a piece of concrete, and I'm not going to catch it.
We haven't had any problems in the past, have we?
There was one several years ago when they were using a tub grinder. Piece of pipe came out and landed over by the recycling center.
Why don't we go with a revised motion and see if we can get it through?
He probably start that. Because he's come on and come back again. The last 2 years we've used solution.
Where were we at, Paul? We had a motion in a second.
So
we didn't have a roll call.
We did
not have a roll call.
We don't have a roll call. A motion to rescind that. We didn't have a roll call, so we need to go further, right? So how about we consider a motion that includes striking that verbiage? Looking for a motion to approve wood waste reduction services, the amount of $5,000 flat as quoted. We're going to instruct striking the paragraph at the bottom of the proposed work that references our responsibility due to metal rock, heavy iron. And if the vendor is okay with that, then we'll move forward. If not, we'll deal with it future.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call again, if you
Councilman
will.
Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
I think we're going to run out of time.
One moment, please. If all the board members could look at their packet, regarding two motions ago, when you're talking about the curb appeal.
Yeah.
Councilman Hogan pointed out that there's a secondary purchase request attached focus on that one for a moment. So
this is municipal complex. This is town hall parking lot.
All right, so disregard. Okay.
I was only asked
to worry about town hall parking lot.
Okay.
And so the only thing we were discussing, because you might notice there's a second quote on the back that has different dollar values, but that's for the municipal property as a whole. We're only looking at the town hall parking lot for the purpose of that. So.
And they also break it down to daycare parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing it out. But we'll leave that as it stands.
Okay. Thank you. Not to confuse you, but.
Daycare program.
Maybe you can talk to the supervisor's office and see if you want to pursue that at this point.
Okay.
Privilege floor.
Reed.
Get your timer set.
No, 2 minutes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Tassel. First thing, just to remind the board that the zoning, our zoning has specific parking lot spaces. Make sure that the person uses our, follows our zoning laws and make sure our parking lot spaces, I think they're correct, but don't assume anything. It's been my model lately. Back to the cemetery, you're issuing burial permits. Town owns the land. You're operating the cemetery. Whether anybody wants to, if that's operating the cemetery, and they have to operate a cemetery, you're giving away that land, not at fair market price, you're giving away for free. There is a cost for interment in any cemetery throughout the land, whether it's a not-for-profit or a religious cemetery. So you need to understand that you're operating a cemetery. Whether I know you don't like it, but you are. And you have no people, anybody can actually basically, anybody can say, I can go say, I have no family there, but I can say, I want to get buried there. I like that spot. And you go. And so you need to really address it. It's a lousy subject. It's a subject that costs the town money. But you can't ignore it like you have been. So please start to understand that you're operating a cemetery, first of all.
On this Thank case, you, we were letting someone be buried on an existing burial plot. So
you're still you're opening up the land. It's a cemetery.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to be heard?
I did have one other thing earlier that I missed. I'm wondering if any of you guys would like to come in and be my people and know that I can't get any of it. Right now, if we have a storm and I have to go out, I'm going to be down the truck.
I just know you the next day to call me out.
I've had the sign out there for 2.5 months now. We've got one application, and he lives in White Hall. So if there's somebody there that can be there within 20 minutes or a half hour at tops.
Could you just review for the board one time, if you could, the efforts we have taken so far, and we can try to see if we can come up with some creative ideas?
We've advertised between the Chronicle, the Post Star, and our banner that we put up on our pet sale front. We've gone word of mouth. We've just, at $12 an hour in the middle of the night, people don't want to get up.
What's the criteria? Age? Abilities?
The age is basically to 18 and over. Like they don't have to have a CDL license or anything to deal in person.
Okay.
Just has to be somebody that's willing to get up and come into work. And well, sometimes it could be 1 o'clock in the morning, it could be 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be for 8, 10 hours.
So I know that you can't ever tell the future here, but when you put it on paper over the last 10 years or so, what's the average number of call-out, like nights, just fall down?
Well, that varies tremendously.
So it's not like 8, not 10, not
12. Last year was probably 14, 15.
Okay.
All the towns around us right now are usually giving their people, guaranteeing them 20 hours a week. So they at least have a steady. Right now we're on call on demand, I call it. You know, you don't get any hours if you don't have any sun or any ice.
Mm-hmm. For these positions.
Yeah, for the position.
Are we currently posted on our website?
Right now we're on the website. We've got the banner out and it's in the Chronicle this week.
Okay.
The only problem we have with the Bo-Star is they put it on Monster and it costs us X amount of money and it kills our budgets.
How many?
There's other job sites that aren't free. Have we reached out to the New York State Department of Unemployment? I mean, they've got job sites that we can post on also.
I reached out to them last year, and then the biggest problem we had there is people had to take a cab taxi. It's hard to get somebody in the morning. My guys are all in there within 20 minutes after we call them. So the trucks are ready to go.
Do we have these positions filled by this time?
Usually by now I have at least six people on the roster. I have two.
So you have two now and you need a minimum of?
I need a minimum of four. And then they have to be people willing to work, you know, be available.
I think you may have another application coming soon.
Well, I mean, it might be imposing more than I should ask, but every board member can reach out to a friend and family and think of other ways to spread.
You know, if you know anybody or whatever, you know, I'll tell you, it's a very tiring job.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you get very, hypnotized. You get very hypnotized out there.
So can we make an effort as a board to see if we can try to provide
or come up with any way that can advertise?
A couple of the thoughts. Have you reached out to the surrounding towns in Northumberland in the village to just see if they happen to have some extra?
Northumberland's hurting themselves right now, and the village doesn't use people. They have just one plow in the truck. And our rec people, once they're done for the winter, they're done, and they don't have any part-timers, so you can call from there.
So that's another thing. So we'll help drive. But have we actually spoke? Is that an assumption, or you've had a conversation with all of our other part-time help throughout the department? Have you spoke to them to validate that none of them want to work?
I haven't had any say, okay, I'll do it.
Maybe we can reach out to other town employees. Maybe, I don't know if we've ever done that, if we could consider maybe a paycheck stuffing and... You know, word of mouth, grassroots kind of stuff can spread pretty quick. There might be town employees that know people. Yeah. I think
everybody knows I'm looking right now. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to suggest you take the
turn. I'm available all day, but not a long-term solution to your problem. Thank you.
Yes, I'm fine as well.
Privilege to the floor. Anybody else want to be heard? We'll go to committee or supervisor's items if we could. Her comments at the 10-9 town board meeting, we're going to need to rescind the resolution to have B&L review the quote for repair estimates on the garage roof. As we better understood the agreement we already had with LaBerge, we'd already contracted them to do that work. So we just need a motion to approve rescinding the resolution.
So moved.
Discussion? Roll call, if you would, please, Lynn.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Charter communication, upcoming changes, they've provided notice to the town effective at on or after November 1st. Pricing will be adjusted for the following service. Broadcast surcharge is current rate $8.85, new rate $9.95. Digital receivers, current rate $6.99, new rate $7.50. DPA, which is the digital transport adapters, current rate $4.99, new rate $5.99. And Latino View, current rate $7.99, going to $8.99. Chart. Supervisor's office received a request, a letter from our email, the supervisor did, from a resident, had some strong feelings that seemed valid about the need to have additional crosswalk over near the school, specifically Moreau Elementary School, located at 76 Bluebird Road. and a crosswalk to be created for students that are crossing over that road there from that development off Myron. And the supervisor reached out and had a conversation with the county. The county agreed. The request actually had to come from the school, so Christine Orr, superintendent of schools, had submitted a letter to the commissioner of Sarasota County Public Works, and that process is in motion.
Okay.
And just a reminder to Councilman Noonan and myself, we need to get with Jesse on the water department and have a little conversation about some concerns he has about the recommended rate that the water committee had as we were talking about adjusting connection fees so that we can get this to final board resolution. So, Councilman Noonan and myself need to do that. That's an open issue. That's it for supervisors' items. If we could, committee reports.
So, still working on the signs. We have been given the same size, the 3x3 signs for all the time, and this doesn't seem necessary. So, Maureen reached out to the sign company, and then they suggested sizes that we might go with for some of the wording. I've been down to the transfer station twice, and I missed Ted, and I missed the other gentleman that was going to help me on Friday. He wasn't there. I don't know where he was, but he thought he was working Friday. I'm going to be emailing you each pictures of the different areas where the signs will go. Maybe it'll be, I can email. I have that done now. It's just on a sheets of paper, the pictures. You can see the areas, and I'll match the pictures to the number of the suggestion once I get it figured out there. I'll have to go back and get new quotes because Ted had a quote for 3x3 signs, and we don't need 3x3 signs at every location. The other item is I'm sending in paperwork to National Grid. I have to put together a packet to let them know the area that we were hoping to use for recreation. It started about 10 or 11 years ago. The state urged us to apply for the use of the land. They felt they owned the land. After we went through the process, we got a grant, we did a prospective plan for it. The state sent it to their attorneys, and the state said, it's not our land, it's National Grid's. And it went back and forth for about a year before they came to that conclusion. National Grid said, we can't do anything. We have power lines coming through, and we've held it off for years. And now I've talked to them because they finished that Mohawk Fat and Hill improvement, and he is saying, well, it's our land. It's not just this little piece that goes along the back of that big open field. It's all our land. And we typically don't grant use of our land. We grant passage across it. So I'm sending the packet to him to just show the process and to show what's happened. But I must admit I'm a little discouraged because he was very adamant that they didn't allow recreational use of their lands. He's a new person there. The person that was there all along had always been very supportive even after the process when the state and the National Grid tried to figure out who owned it. She still said, oh, this, you know, that we just have to put it on hold because the power line is coming through eventually and we can't do anything until then. So I will send the paperwork in, but it doesn't sound hopeful. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have any updates from the REC committee on instructions you want to give BOCE? I know that they're anxious to have some clarity on what they want us to do.
So
that they volunteer the time, that they use it for a training moment. But
so for sure, I was on the phone with Dave Jones this morning. There's a couple different things that we need to talk about. But apparently they are removing trees near the basketball, volleyball court area, and they're putting the logs into the an area that's just beyond there. They are looking for more direction and to what to do with that open field or that area that they cleared near where the sand pit is. My thought was we probably want more clearing done, but I don't know where property lines are.
I can show you where the property lines are.
Well, you want to show, well, so we obtained, the town obtained property that goes out towards System Road, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, well, yeah, it's System Road, but Fort Edward Road, that general area. Do you know where those lines are? And if they could clear that, I think that would be better for us to kind of like have to open that up a little bit more.
Yeah, the intent when they started to clear it was a two-step process, was to create another field up there that could be a multi-use field because mm-hmm. we run out of fields. But if that's the direction we want to go, they need a little bit more clearing. We need to start talking about getting some topsoil in there before they can even start thinking about it. We need to talk about getting irrigation up there. But I think maybe this is a bigger topic, but BOCES is looking for instruction, and mm-hmm. so just as long as we can make sure they have.
So didn't we discuss 1.2, if they eventually ran out of work to do with the rec, we were going to have them down by the riverfront property to kind of create some of those trails a little bit better and spread some of those chips. Is that something that they're open to going to take a look at? Could we meet with their...
Yeah, their representatives are very willing to meet with us and meet with whoever's on the rec committee, and mm-hmm. it can take Dave out of the middle if he's not available and find out what options you have with them. It's a win-win for us. You know, we get obviously free labor.
I mean, even if you're able to get down there and get some real basic trails kind of cleaned out, just people could snowshoe back in there, now that we've been talking about that we have this, we've cleaned up the old water site there. It's on our books. We're talking about it. If we can get it started.
I think we'll be all for that. What do you think, John?
Oh, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Well, all right, Ken, it doesn't matter.
Feel free.
Okay, I'll contact you.
Feel free. So one of the other things I want to bring up, and Dave Jones had sent out an email recently looking to cut back his hours.
Right.
I don't know if any of you had a discussion with him.
We'll have a discussion on personnel and executive sessions. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Now I'll leave it for that.
Any other rec committee items? You're going to have to keep something moving. I think we don't remember who had the ball on this one. So we've had quotes to power wash the compactor area. The quotes came back as we looked at them. Some were interior, some were exterior. It's never moved. Do we know where we're at with them?
Because department head was going to check to see if his employees would be willing to put up the ceiling. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense to spray it all down and then not have the ceiling put up. So mm-hmm. I haven't heard from Ted as to what he's doing with his employees putting the ceiling up. Does he have a quote here for that?
No. This is kind of stalled, so if we can get that one moving again.
I'll contact him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other committee items? Motion to go into executive, looking for a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing personnel issues.
So moved.
Thank you, folks.
Roll call, right?
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
You want this back on?
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
No formal action was taken in executive session. Looking for a motion to close the regular town board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you, Leanne. Council, all board members.